Hey, good morning. We are live. The StreamYard people told me to watch for stuff to show up when I go live, but I don't see. There we go. We are live in YouTube world. Now I just gotta show my face, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you don't want to see my face. Anyway, hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It is 2-for-1 Tuesday where we try to 10X our careers, our lives, our teams, whatever we're doing. And today I wanted to talk about don't give up. Don't hide under a pillow. I listened to Ed Milet Pike podcast, which I do recommend. It has good, you know, everything's good. There's some parts good, some parts I don't care about. Some parts are very useful. And he was talking the other day about an influencer who told the people sometimes it's okay just to hide your head under the pillow. And listen to him talk, and I agree, it's not okay to hide under a pillow. It's okay to take time off and plan for that and let everyone you want to go do that, but not hide from things that happened today. Like today, last night, big wind came through, took out half the tree last night. I'll put a post picture up later on today. But the good thing was it didn't really cause any damage. It just fell right in a perfect spot. But I think it's time to take the tree down. But we'll work on that in the future and plan for that as it comes. Anyway, but it's not okay just to hide and give up on what you do. You have to keep going because what is it? It's not going to get you anywhere. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today and some techniques and some thoughts as it applies to Scrum and Agile. On when people ask us to give up and why we shouldn't, right? And what we need to do. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours. Bring that value to your customer and have a little fun along the way. And when you do give up, you're going to have to work harder to get back to where you were, right? So we don't want to do that. So why am I bringing this up? So many times in Scrum, people say, oh, we don't need to do review. Oh, we shouldn't do refinement. Oh, we don't need to meet as a team. Oh, do we really need to do daily Scrum? Oh, do we need to do a review? Do we need to do a retro, right? I'm not making that up. It happens all the time. Some places it doesn't. I mean, some places, but there's always places that ask to give that up. And the hardest part is once you do, it's going to work, take you double the effort to get back into that cadence to go doing it. But ourselves, we should question, why are we there? Why do we need to do it? We really shouldn't do it, but maybe we need to make it better next time and put a little more extra effort into it. Maybe that challenge is a waking call to, oh, well, let's just hide from that. Maybe that's a signal to us as Scrum Masters and Agile Coach. Okay. What are we doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? What do I need to do better to help the team take the benefits of these events that are in Scrum, right? And these opportunities to grow. And we need to challenge that. And when Ed Milet was doing his podcast, he's talking about an influencer who told his people he was having a rough time. Maybe his business wasn't doing so good. Sometimes it's okay just to hide under a pillow like an ostrich burying their head in the sand. But what does that get you? It doesn't get you anything. And in fact, it can get you negative. Let's say you don't do a retrospective. You don't try to get a little bit better. The only thing you get, what happens is you degrade. You know, Bob Proctor talks about that too, is if you're not moving forward, you're not growing. You're just moving backwards. There is no middle ground. It's either grow or decompose, right? So either growing forward or you're not. And those are the kind of things from a 10X perspective you have to keep in mind. It can be tough, but sometimes you just got to go do it. Like if you're not prepared, or like I was out for a whole week of doing Weeblow stuff and come back on the thing. I could have not done a show yesterday. I could not do a show today. The tree fell down. Oh, I have the tree, the big logs of it. I could do that instead of doing this, but it's fine. Everything's in a good spot. There's no safety issues and things like that. So I can do my show. I did do an assessment, but I want to keep the pace going, put out information, try to share with everyone things that I encounter as a scrum master, as an agile coach, that maybe will help people out there as they go through these struggles. And again, hiding your head in the sands, ignoring it, going put your blinders on, it's not going to make it better, right? You have to get out and work it. And that's with anything. So 10X yourself, exercise. I got to exercise more. Just not exercising is not going to make me thinner, right? It's not going to make me healthier. It's not going to get me to the point where I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail and surviving, right? So you got to think of this stuff that does not doing it really do us any benefit? The answer is probably no, right? Now you have to figure out how I want to get it back into it. How do I group? Now, there are times when you have to take a day because something's happening out of your control and you got to take some time off on that, but you should get right back into it. Even if you, like, let's say sprint retrospective, let's say retrospective, they did a release or something big happened, a big event, and you just didn't have time. Well, do it as soon as you can. Get that little bit of retro. Don't let them get accepting not trying to improve themselves every sprint, right? Don't let that happen, even though it's the next sprint. Oh, we're in the next sprint. We don't. It will just get worse. Trust me, they'll want to lose it next time and the next time because no one wants it. They like that sedimentary, but then becomes start decomposing, right? You don't. Well, you want always want growth and growth as a person, growth as a team. So keep it going. Even a day later or whenever you have to do it, but try to get them to do it. Don't let them give up. That's our job as scrum masters and agile coaches is one, don't let ourselves give up, but also don't let the team give up. Don't give up on the team. Don't give up on scrum. It has a lot of good uses, but we have to encourage them and come up with creative ways and look for those warning signs when they do ask that. Why? Start asking why, what can I do? What are we missing? I know we got a time, maybe we'll take a day out. Maybe that's an opportunity. Think of it this way. They always say things that happen provide opportunities for events, right? Hardship, whatever. What am I supposed to learn from this? So maybe if your team says, let's take a break from a retro, or let's take a break from a review. Us as scrum masters and agile coaches should take, okay, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Take that whole day, revamp how we want to do our retro, revamp how we want to do the reviews, revamp how we want to do sprint planning, revamp how we want to do daily scrum. So when you get that extra day, spend that time finding better ways of doing. Take advantage of the opportunity that's an eye-opener that says, ooh, maybe I need to change something. Do it a little bit differently, right? So take advantage of that. Come up with something you can do, anything. But don't let it go. Get back into it. Take the time, rethink about it, redo it. Give it up, take that opportunity to make it a better product, better process for your team. Because that's what we're responsible for. We're responsible for the scrum process, the flow of work. So that I wanted to share with you today. Don't give up. Get back into it as soon as possible. If you do need to take a break, you take a break, but let people know you're taking a break. Make it a formal break. Just don't let the outside forces cause you to take a break. Give it, say, okay, no, it's got to be sprint review and sprint retro have to be on the last day of the sprint. Maybe they're not ready for it. Maybe ask them why and say, okay, you know what? Maybe it's not going to happen today. When can we do it? I would like to have it within a day or two or something after the sprint starts. I will work on my part to make it a better event. What do we want to do? But don't let it go. Don't let it go for yourself. Because it's going to take more work to get it restarted again, right? And we're trying not to work harder. We're trying to work smarter. So based on that audio, the podcast from Ed Milet the other day, don't stick your head under a pillow, right? It's not going to help you. It's not going to make things better. Just get out there, chip away at it, keep going. I have total faith in everyone here and all the scrum masters and Azure coaches that you can figure a way in the teams themselves. And maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow, some thought process behind the team aspect of it. So I'll share that, something I used yesterday. It's not always the scrum master. It's not always the agile coach that has to come up with all the answers. You can team up with people in your team. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. With that, I want to wish you the best. You know, keep going, keep cranking it out there, keep trying. Reach out for me if you want any coaching. I'm trying and getting that stuff out there, and I'll be happy to coach and offer services. So with that, I say take care, happy scrumming, and we see you tomorrow. Bye.